Okay, front row can at least. So my name is James Spensley. Johnny gave a pretty good introduction to Vocus. We're a transit provider, both international here in New Zealand and Australia, sort of domestic and international. We also operate in the US, providing sort of international internet back to both countries. So for us, 4xASNs are kind of important. They're almost, for us, more important than IP addressing issues, because it's the main interface we connect to with every customer we have. We still to date don't actually announce networks on behalf of customers. All our customers, BGP, deal with us, and that's kind of an internal policy in that we sort of expect customers to be multi-homed or at least have the ability to multi-home. So we wanted to find out a little bit about 4xASNs, basically from the provider's perspective. There's been a lot of talks. Jeff Houston does one quite regularly on 4x numbers. And they're very theoretical. You know, how do they work? It's possible, it's backward compatible. But we wanted to look from an operational perspective rather than sort of a, you know, an RFC standards process. We wanted to work out what we have to do internally to support it. So the RFC is there. It's 4893, BGP support for the 4-octet AS number space. As you can see, 2xASs, there's 65,537 of them, a lot less usable than that. There's in the 4x space, there's, you know, a little over 4 billion AS numbers. So hopefully this one, you know, should provide enough ASs. We won't have to move further than 4 bytes. Why do we have them? Well, we're actually running out of 2x AS numbers. The last block allocated by IANA was 48,128 to 49,151. And that's grown by 1,000 since I gave this preso at Osnog in August 2008. So we've only got 15,000 odd AS numbers available to be allocated. And as more and more sort of end user organisations are multi-homing, that will potentially increase the rate at which AS numbers are being allocated. So there's around 2 years, if you sort of look at the rate that we're using numbers. Jeff has a good prediction date, as he's wont to have down there, and that's the 7th of June 2011. So what motivated this trial? Mostly it's because APNIC has started allocating 4xAS numbers by default. We certainly wanted to understand if we could, you know, as a transit provider, you know, connect the customer with a 4xASN. And also we wanted to understand, you know, if our equipment could, which was the major problem. But mostly it was curiosity. And for each of the slides I have a sort of a themed photo. I thought a cat sticking its head in the glass is probably apt for trying to get Cisco to deploy something on your time frame, not theirs. So what we found is there's a lot of wackiness around 4xAS numbers. People were very focused on actually making them backwards compatible, so working with 2xAS numbers. But there's a lot more problems. There's systems, there's you know, the format that the actual AS number is used. So there's a lot of operational stuff that we as providers need to do that certainly hasn't been looked at. We'll get to all that, but nothing we found was very positive for our ability to support 4xAS numbers, but nothing was potentially lethal. So we have to request a 4xAS number. That's kind of hard when you can't actually peer with anyone using a 4xAS number. So we went to APNIC with our sort of hands out and asked them for a test 4xAS number, which they came back and said, no, you kind of need to multi-home. So we made up some stuff, and last time I said this, I apologise to Ellie for making up stuff, but you know, we still quite haven't multi-homed with that AS, but we're trying, Ellie. I promise we're trying. So we got our AS. It was allocated to us as AS 2.37. See, the first thing you notice is it's a different format. It's no longer just a plain number. It's the first 16 bits dot second 16 bits. With that AS number that we got from APNIC, we decided we'd build the JAQN, the Jules and Anthony Quagga network. This is going to be a customer. So we're going to treat it exactly like a customer, a commercial customer. And we set about configuring AS 2.37. We fired up the Quagga box, and the first thing we noticed was invalid AS. This sort of led us to think, okay, well, maybe we have to look at sort of the format that we've been allocated this and support for Quagga. So we couldn't find any AS plain format, which is just the integer, so we had to then go back and convert it. So we're going to say, you know, next one we're going to actually look at converting that into a plain integer, much like the 2-byte space. So if you look at the RFC, it actually lists the numbers as, you know, much as you'd see normally, sort of AS 131109. AS dot came in and was first sort of mentioned in draft Michelson 4x8 AS representation as the first 16 bits dot the second 16 bits. Redback then went and used a really clever third system, which is first 16 bits colon second 16 bits. And then Matthew Moore from Internode decided that it should actually be, if you can have a colon, you may as well have a dash and a closed bracket to make it AS smiley. So I'll credit him with a good thinking of that one. IANA and RIRs started using AS dot format. I think that was just, basically as it was just probably more readable than the larger numbers. The major problem for us is that regular expressions in BGP are going to be broken by this. If we put a dot in the middle of two numbers, it's going to match anything in the regular expression. So we have to then go back and audit all of our customer prefix lists, filter lists, etc., to make sure that the dot is... any dot isn't going to actually match something we don't want it to match. So we go back to our customer trial. We have to convert AS dot to AS plane to configure our Quagga box. And somebody made a mistake doing this first up, and I won't say who because I don't want to embarrass myself, but we finally converted it to 131.109. We checked who is just to make sure that was right the second time, and we found that there was no who is record. So check that today and there's still no who is record. So if you actually want to find out a who is record for a AS dot 4x ASN number, you actually have to convert it to AS plane. Oh, sorry, the other way around, convert AS plane to AS dot to get the record from the APNIC website. Okay, so we configured our trial customer. As you can see, it's a standard, very basic BGP Quagga configuration. We've punched in our AS, we've decided we're going to advertise some networks, and we've connected to our upstream, which is the Vocus network 4826. We run ASRs. We're just in the middle of actually completing a project to upgrade all routers to ASRs, except a couple of Johnny mentioned got stuck in customs. So that will be completed soon. It would have been completed earlier. But there's no 4x AS support in the iOS XE release, so there's currently no support for that planned. We're hoping potentially before the end of the year. So 4x ASNs are backwards compatible. You can actually peer a 4x AS with a 2x AS and you just use the AS number 23456. So we thought, well, this is positive. We can actually have customers connect to us. And it actually does work surprisingly. You'll see a different AS at each end. You'll see the 4x AS on the customer side, and we as the provider will see AS 23456. And does it really work? Actually does. So we've configured the customer, brought up the BGP session, and you'll see that the remote AS is 23456, whereas it was configured as AS 131.109 on the customer side. So we thought this was great. We jumped to a conclusion, and we were really happy with this. And we've got our session up, and we don't have to worry. We can just get customers using the backwards compatibility of the RFC. Except it works really well for one customer. But if you look here, we've got three separate customers all sharing the same AS on the same router. So for us, an AS number is actually the identifier of the customer. We don't use the neighbour ID. If you want to send us a route update, it has to be with your AS number so that we can put it across all sections. So for us, that's a major problem. We don't want to have lots of customers that we're doing regular expressions on to try and find routes when the next top AS is completely the same. It's actually pretty scary. The other issue for us is IRR and RPSL configuration. How do we automate AS paths when the next path is the same for all of our customers? So as you can see, it doesn't really look all that positive when you do a show IP BGP, and it also isn't pretty scary when you've got a regex to try and find a route in a hurry. So we've decided internally we're not going to support AS 23456. We would have to modify a lot of systems internally. We would have to sort of really talk to our staff about getting correct information to our customers to resolve faults in the fast time that we're sort of trying to do. So based on all of that, we've decided not to support AS 23456. So now we have an issue in that our Cisco boxes don't support 4x. And we're not going to support 23456, so we've got to put a lot of pressure onto Cisco to fix that. At the end of this, we thought we'd actually give it a bit of a native trial, try and find a box on our network that did support 4x AS numbers natively. We run a second AS for some DSL customers who outsource DSL to us, and that's AS9659. And luckily, we had some redback boxes in the network. So we can pick it up, the redbacks. We brought the session up, and it worked perfectly. You can see in the origin AS of that 10.70 network is 2:37. So we actually got a native session up and going. Again, it doesn't conform strictly to what our internal systems use. We use a plain integer, so that has some issues, but at least the session is there and up. The only problem is we don't use redbacks for any VGP work, so it's sort of, it was a moot point. We use Cisco routers for that. But then we thought, why don't we try and actually propagate this to the internet as a whole? So the first thing we did is we had to let one of our upstreams know, obviously, about this AES. So we published the route we were going to announce to level 3, published the origin AS, and as you can see, obviously it failed. They're not used to it. Interestingly enough, we tried it afterwards with the AS plane, the basic integer, and it also failed. So there's a lot of work that needs to be done on both. No matter what format you're using, basically, IIRs and RPSL has got issues. So what did we learn from all of this? If you're using AS23456, your customer will have a different understanding of what their AS is to what you do. That's a major issue. They'll send you an email saying, hi, my AS is this. Your support guys are not going to know where to find that on the network because we don't see it. The two format stuff seems to be mostly resolved now. The IETF has come out with an RFC recommending or a BCP recommending the use of AS plane. That's a positive thing. Most of the code base still supports AS dot. So you might find that even if you've got three different Cisco routers, you'll have one doing AS dot currently, one potentially doing AS plane in a month or two, and one not doing it at all. So it's still not ready in the specifically in the wild with most vendors. So what do we know now? Codebase is really badly supported. It still is. This was given in August last year. There's not been a lot of progress in terms of bringing production stable code with 4-byte support. Cisco, as a vendor, are moving to ASPlane. Juniper has always been supporting ASPlane, and Redback are now moving to ASPlane. So that's positive. We at least now have one format going forward for representing the AS. I thought we'd publish some info on what Cisco releases, code releases support ASPlane. iOS 12.4T is ASPlane as ASDOT optional. XR is currently ASDOT with a plan to support ASPlane. Same with NXOS. And Cisco XE for the ASR still sadly has no fixed date for deployment of 4-byte support. Then we thought we'd look at Juniper, Force 10 and Redback, and we've come up with Juniper supporting in both trains AS plane, Redback AS colon, but end of 2009, end of this year, to support AS plane, and Force 10 currently AS dot and options as dot plus and AS plane. So what do we learn from all of this? AS23456 is great, it's backwards compatible, but operationally it's not really going to work. Certainly not going to work for us. 4-byte between two networks works when the code base is there. The systems and management just doesn't understand it, so that's probably the bigger issue right now. Cisco has a lot of resources. They'll throw people and programmers at making this problem go away, but the ISPs themselves, the transit providers, the backbones aren't doing that themselves. And it's the systems that will need most of the work. Two formats is a bad thing that seems to be resolved, but it'll still take a year to resolve that in terms of getting the code base out there. And the only the only hope that the internet has of supporting 4-byte AS numbers is that providers run the capable code. If you've got an edge router, you have to be confident that code is stable and deployed. So, really the conclusion is the internet is massively unprepared for this. The date is closing when AFINIC are going to allocate 4-byte AS numbers by default and really not distinguish between 2-byte, and that's January next year. And even today we've had an AS, we've put an AS request in, and we've been asked to justify why we want a 2-byte, not a 4-byte. So you're going to see customers with 4-byte ASNs very soon. The good news is none of this is really all that difficult like IPv6 to solve, so that's a positive thing. Some of the outcomes from this, we've put a couple of policy proposals to AFINIC. One was the format for delegation recording of 4-byte AS numbers to use the plain format, not 16.16 bits. That was really hopefully just to get both the who is and the most common use by the code base into the same format. Still, as I said, the who isn't quite caught up. This for Jeff Houston to write an instant draft recommending AS plain for the IETF, which was put through in record time. So now everyone seems to be on the right track, and that policy has been withdrawn from AFINIC. The other policy proposal, which we wrote, which was reached consensus, is now that in between AFINIC on the 1st of January this year, allocating 4-byte unless you ask for a 2-byte, and the 1st of January next year, which is just allocating without differentiation, we put a middle step in there, which is 1st of July this year, you get a 4-byte by default unless you can justify that you need a 2-byte. So that justification hopefully will come in a letter from your vendor saying, yes, we can't support this. And that's really there as a feedback mechanism into the vendors to say, hey, we don't support this. The more times a vendor has to say that, the less happy they are. So we hope that that's going to put a bit of pressure on vendors to make sure that their code is 4-byte supportable. And that's the end of the presentation. If there's any questions, anyone interested in 4-byte ASNs, our experiences? Anyone running a 4-byte ASN? Bill? Bill? Bill's got AS6.0, so he's not happy to have to convert that into like AS257,551. Is that fair, Bill?
I'm sorry?
You've got AS6.0?
Yes.
Do you know what that is in plain?
James.